Hello, City Life family. I hope, like me, that you're enjoying this opportunity to explore and reconnect and re-engage with the family of the church. I've really loved the fact that on Sunday mornings we've been able to meet face to face and see some of the children and engage with them again. It's really done my heart good. When I was thinking about what to share, I thought I would just reflect really on something that I was talking about for Thrive Church. I was asked there to speak about what I had learned through lockdown. And I think one of the key lessons for me really was that God uses what we give him. And it comes out of obviously what we did with the prophetic community, where we just engaged with Zoom, we engaged with the opportunity of saying, here we are, can we pray for you? And out of just faithfully serving in that season and just preparing ourselves and praying and being open to being used by God, we have seen so many people ministered to, so many people prayed for. I mean, we don't tend to pray for people from City Life. It's usually people from other churches and they are now recommending us to friends. So we're now getting people that we've got no direct relationship with coming for appointments. And it's a real privilege to be able to serve and to be able to ask God and share encouraging words with them. But the point of that is not really what we've done, it's actually what God did in it. Because it was more than I could imagine. It still is more than I can imagine. The fact is that every month we get more people and it's more than I can imagine. I never thought when we started the prophetic community a few years ago that we would have such an influence. I never thought that I would write a book. I never thought about these things. It was just that as I went about the journey during lockdown, as I responded to what the Holy Spirit was saying, things opened up. And I feel really that that's the encouragement that I want to bring to many of you. I know that there's a lot of people struggling with the sense of not knowing exactly where we're going or what it's going to look like. But I think God is faithful to us if we're just faithful to him, if we use our hands and our gifts and our talents and whatever it is that's in our hearts and just pursue that, then he will surprise us. I think in 2020, when the prophetic community brought its word to City Life Church, it was the first word that we'd ever done for a church, and we didn't realise at the time just how significant that would be. We didn't know that when we were talking about endings and beginnings, quite what that would mean. And I think that's the truth quite often when God speaks, is that we don't always have a full understanding of what he is saying. We do our best to interpret and have some ideas, but we don't know the fullness of what he's saying. And I think at the moment, that's where many of us are. We have these little ideas, these little seeds within us of what the future might look like, but we don't know. And I just want to encourage you to just enjoy this process, enjoy this time with God. Do what you find to do, do what makes your heart glad, serve, love, care, be family together. But in doing that, what I am convinced of is that God will come into the midst of who we are, because that's what he does. When we set our hearts on him, when we look to him, he's the one that comes in and makes something out of nothing. And I've been listening again to that very first Bema, where it talks about the Holy Spirit brooding on the chaotic nothingness. And I just pray that into our lives and hearts and journeys where we might not know what the next thing is, the Holy Spirit will brood and life will come forth. So be blessed. Enjoy today.